All right, so I think we've tackled 15 and 19. I don't know if Mr. Rigney has anything else on the agenda. He says no. So, Mr. President, we can go on to, up back to the top at item number 9, budget review.
Okay, budget review.
I don't know what we're really doing with that.
Do you want to announce what we
reviewed? Yeah, sure. $14,334.
So we received two checks from the county for $14,000. Was it $344, yeah.
Total.
And what was the expected?
Well, Carolina Mendoza told me on the phone it's going to be $18,000, so I'm wondering what happened to that.
I don't think it's $35,000.
Right, and this says $35,000.
Real quick, the issue, I think Carolina mentioned, or Ms. Mendoza mentioned this with you, is we still have some cash of yours on hand because the year end is closing out. And CSA 56 still has some financial obligations. We don't know the total of those because we haven't been billed in total. When those are all rectified and paid out, whatever balance is remaining will be sent to the CSD.
Well, when is that supposed to be done, do you know?
It's all happening now. It's the year-end closeouts that are just, I mean, this is just the start of the new fiscal year, so things that occurred over the last few weeks, say months, we're still waiting for some of those things to occur. So
is it 30 days or is it 60 days? Or?
I'll put it on my list to give you an answer on that. I don't know. We don't always know because we don't know when some of those things are going to come in. So, but the one thing, and I'll, you know, your CSA 56 budget has always been, as most of you probably know, a strain that will budget to get through the year and then start in a new fiscal year. We as a department have sometimes had to help the department that the district get through a couple of months there until your taxes start coming in again. As the CSD, you'll want to contact the county auditor's office and see if there's any way of getting any advances on any of your revenues to come in to help you to get you to through this period. A lot of smaller districts go through this at the beginning of a new fiscal year, ours included. So that's something I can get some information on and pass on Monday as well. But that is, the revenue that's remaining in the district, the cash balances that's remaining at this moment.
Do you have an itemization of the, I'm sorry?
Which
one
right here. It's right here.
It's in this folder.
Oh, great.
Again, these are the types of things when I say if you have questions, give us a call and we'll be happy to walk you through it and get you through it. Pass on any tips or suggestions for you. So it's a lot to kind of take in and just look at now passing around amongst you. So if you have the time to digest it, I would recommend meet on that.
Steve, do we have to, can it be that same ad hoc committee, or really that has to be, because isn't the ad hoc committee single purpose?
Yeah, so the ad hoc committee that the board appointed was intended to address, as I understand it, the transition period and the interim services before district has its own staff. I think this is a separate issue. So if the board wanted to create an ad hoc committee on this, then that would be appropriate as well.
Okay.
May I have a question, please?
Sure.
If I understand Steve correctly, you have funds in 56 that technically belong to the CSD.
We have a line.
Can you give an accounting of that?
Yes.
A full amount. How about making credit to the community so that we got more than $14,000?
Do you want to state what's in here for what's being held right now so they understand that? We could have to put on a screen. Right there in the
Yeah, 22,156.
2,200?
Thousand.
That's being held?
Well, that's part of the, I think the 14 comes out of that.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want to ask for clarification from the three?
Clarification because the because what he's saying is, hey, the bills haven't all come in yet, so he can't give us a balance of that until they know, until they get bills, they pull it out.
Do they know what bills they're waiting for?
Yeah, it says here pending utilities estimate 584, for example, second half administration cost 12,000. Yeah, I mean, I have some questions about this. I think we should have an ad hoc committee to ask these questions.
Okay, if you want to make a motion.
Include who's on the committee when you make a motion.
No, go ahead. Make a motion. No, I have I'll be on the committee and then whoever else who wants to be on it with.
So we're just discussing forming an ad hoc committee to go over the reserve funds and the itemization of those reserve funds. So I will be on that committee also. It'll probably be helpful since I'll be down there tomorrow. And Wes, you'd like to be on that committee with Leo. I think Wes does. And so if Leo, if you'd rather do it rather than me, then I can
sure.
Set aside.
I'll do
you
it.
Want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to make a motion that we have an ad hoc committee that investigates the reserve funds and the itemization that works together with Mr. Rigney to go over those costs. And it will be Wes and Leo. Is that?
What parties? Which board members? Okay. Be careful, especially you, Leo. Be careful that you don't have overlapping conversations with Mr. Rigney on this because you have the potential here for a quorum to be discussing items outside of a board meeting with three board members being part of it. What you may want to do is have the same ad hoc committee members on that to discuss the budget, and that way you could have that conversation with Mr. Rigney about both of those items.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do I withdraw my motion?
No, amendment.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
Okay. You amend it now with your second.
You would amend if it's been seconded. You can withdraw it if it hasn't been seconded. And you can just modify it.
I would like to withdraw my motion. I will now make a motion to form an ad hoc committee.
No, you want to expand.
Okay.
The scope of discussion of questions on the reserve.
Can I just repeat what you said?
Yeah, that's fine.
What I said?
Please.
I will second that motion.
Okay. With the same committee members? Yeah.
Same committee members.
We should pass. He's going to be
all in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No opposed? The motion carries.
So that's Monday.
Mr. President, I guess Jeff is trying to escape. But,
He's leaving.
He's getting up. He almost left last night.
Was there anything else here?
Sure, yeah.
I'm happy, actually, because you're moving quickly. I'm happy to stay. I just don't see a lot of things here left. You have the wastewater lamp, the LAMP, which is probably like, what the heck is that? It's not something you turn on to light up the room. That's something you're going to need to get together with county environmental health. It has to do with your groundwater and the condition of it and the potential of the sewering of the community of Wrightwood. A very big conversation, but you should at least get up to speed on where environmental health services is on that. It's really not something you need to do today by any means. It's a big subject. Okay, I think we're done.
Thank you, Mr. Rigney.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jeff.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move to...
Question on the floor.
Oh, somebody have a question?
I was just going to ask a question about the budget. Since you guys seem surprised as well as we are as to what kind of check you received, is it safe to assume that many things aren't going to be approved, especially like Stephanie mentioned earlier, that we don't have hard, concrete numbers on what it's going to cost us for things? I see like there's a lot of things on the agenda that say approve interim this, but if we don't have hard numbers, do we even have the money to pay for it? I
just want to speak to the wording of the agenda real quickly. We had our election. We had a meeting a week or two later where Steve graciously came and explained the Brown Act to us and the Sunshine Ordinance and all of that. And since then, our hands have been tied from really discussing these details. Two people can discuss, but as soon as they talk to a third person, we violated the Brown Act. And so the wording, I will take responsibility for the wording of the agenda. We're working with other CSD agenda, their first time meetings, and looking at what have other CSD groups done and such. And wish list is the wrong phrase, but as we're, like, I wish it had been as simple as saying, can we just go ahead and approve the transition, services? I think we all wish it was that simple, but we didn't know. And so please forgive, some of the wording on this, because it does declare that we're going to do something. And that came from some ignorance coming in until we got here, and now we can finally discuss things and get answers to our questions. But that is why some of the wording on this is changing. Is we were hoping to be able to approve stuff, and now we're finding out other information. So as each item comes, we just got to kind of put it in the context of what do we know now and what can we really do today.
Well, that is typical of agenda drafting, is that the agenda is supposed to reflect so the public can understand what the potential action may be. It certainly cannot, under any legal analysis, be this is what the board is going to do. Otherwise, why even have a board meeting? This is just to let the public know what the scope of the potential actions may be. And you try and capture that as best you can with the wording so that the public can understand, well, is this a meeting I should come to offer my take, or is this one that I should be there to see what happens? And so that's how it gets, that's why it gets worded. It's typical agenda drafting, and certainly not a commitment that that's the action that's going to be taken.
Can we walk the mic around? Or, do you
want to
do it, Michelle, or do you want me to do it?
I'll let you do it.
Possibly, why don't you think about short stopping this agenda today and discuss an interim manager that has the skills that can put together, working with the county, what you guys need to come back to and discuss at an open board meeting. With your hands tied, as you said, you're unprepared to discuss all this stuff because you haven't been able to meet and even talk three people, one or two could. So what you need to do is get someone who is a interim general manager who can put together an agenda, discuss, work with the county, get all this stuff and then give you a packet with background materials from your perspective on what the best thing to do to get us up and running as quickly as possible. You've unfortunately not been able to have someone who could do that. Now, as of this moment, you do. You could hire or get a volunteer, someone with experience that can work with the county special district, work with formation, work with whatever, and gather the stuff necessary. Because this, unfortunately I can't. But the bottom line is, you got a big agenda here. You got another page of stuff here that you really can't work on. And as this, it would have been nice to have one of the employees that handles the parks and the community building in the back of the room that you could have said, you're hired. But see, you haven't been able to do that. I'll turn it back.
Well, with that introduction, that's a perfect introduction to item number 10. The most important decision, perhaps, that you make is the retention of your general manager. It is it's the one position that the board hires, and then the general manager will retain any other employees that the district that the board budgets for under your organizational structure. It is probably the most important decision that you make. It'll be the person that person will be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the district. And in fact, it's a statutory position. You're required to hire a general manager. I think this item number 10 with that introduction really is something I think the board needs to consider and figure out a path towards retaining.
Question goes back to, I brought this up earlier. So, in terms of a general manager, do we know, does the board know whether this is a part-time position or a full-time position at this point, or is that too early to know because we don't know what the budget will be?
Well, I think it should be a part-time position. That's what we have in the proposed budget.
Okay. And I'm assuming it's an outside hire.
Right.
What do you mean by outside hire?
Well, just some third party, not a board member.
Right.
Oh, cannot be a board member. Absolutely cannot be a board member.
Right. Well, we need to, Steve, should this be, this doesn't have to be an ad hoc committee. Is that still the best thing for this, probably?
It's whether it's a best thing or not, that's for the board to decide. I certainly recommend the idea of a committee. It could be a committee of the whole, but to come up with what the criteria will be to then go through the search process and, you know, with a timeline of when you wish to hire. Typically what happens is the board will agree on what the criteria is and then fly the position. And then depending upon the number of applications that come in, it could go at that point in time to an ad hoc committee that'll then vet through all of the applications and make a recommendation to the full board, and then the board will. But that recommendation is typically maybe three candidates, and then the board will then interview those candidates and then make the selection. All of that's done in open session. And the interview is, the appointment could be done in closed session, but the interviews are open session.
Could it be a conflict of interest if the board in interim hires or has another GM from a different district work until the applications come in, until somebody is hired? Would that be a conflict because they're getting paid through two different districts, or is that something that they can, vote on today?
Well, that's a good question. There may be some legal restrictions on that relationship being permanent or even of any extended length of time. But there are certain agreements called mutual aid agreements, and where different districts offer aid to other districts, and typically in times of emergency. That concept could could perhaps be used. And what happens there is then the requesting district indemnifies the other district for any liability arising out of their operations. I don't know that I would necessarily recommend that as a band-aid, but I guess it could possibly work.
Well, I'm just wondering how long, by the time they write up the requirements of what the job entitles, and then how long you're going to apply it for, say, 2 weeks, and then you do the interview, and then you do all that.
One of the issues that they will discuss with the county and the transition in interim agreements in other areas, they have provided for that contract to cover the typical general manager operations during that period, so that they do in fact have provided that in the past. If that's something that the district wants to include in that transitional contract, that short-term contract, they can perform that. That's part of the discussion to be had with special districts in that interim period, because they're aware of agenda requirements and policies and those kinds of things. So that is typically the same kind of contractual relationship that Steve's talking about with another independent district. So,
my understanding in the previous meeting, when we were all public meeting, that you stated that there were managers that were willing to volunteer to assist in the beginning.
Through CSDA, they have a group of people that they will be paid. So the question is, what does the district want to do? Whether do they want to do it with special districts close by or hire someone, which would then require time. You don't have time. So these are questions to be asked. But, yes, I did say.
Yes, Chuck.
Yeah, on the transition, the ad hoc committee, you're going to talk about the transition. Does that include the solid waste contract that expired? It has already expired.
No.
Is there something in the contract that allows them to keep doing until you guys negotiate a new contract with them? Like, are they going to pick up my trash on Tuesday?
It's an evergreen contract, so it's already renewed. So we are okay on that until we decide if we want to renegotiate or not.
Okay, thank you.
Steve, could we take a break for a minute?
It's your call.
Yeah, okay. I'd like to take a 10-minute break, please.
Okay.